like that. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle, and one child sits at one end, one sits at the other, and they go up and down like that?
Seesaw.
Okay. And what do you call something that children play on, goes round and round?
Merry-go-round.
Did you ever play with one of those, play on one of those when you were a child?
No, they didn't have them going then.
Well, did when you were a child, did they ever have any kind of thing that went around?
Yes, ma'am. They had them swing and these little horses to chew and get on and ride around. They had all these late kind of equipment before I retired.
Well, now, when you were a little girl, did people ever build, ever make anything like on a stump, you know, a board on a stump or something that you could play on like it was a merry-go-round?
No, they
didn't have anything like that. What do you call a flat piece of stone that a person used to sharpen knives on?
A grinding rock.
Okay. And how about a little one that he could carry around in his pocket?
A flint rock.
Okay. Let's see now, I need to ask you about different kinds of wooden fences that people used to build around here. And if you wouldn't mind, I'd like for you to tell me about the wooden fences and draw me diagrams of them. Could you do that? Do you feel like doing that? You know, I mean, not any great artistic thing or anything, but we're interested in kinds of wooden fences that people used and the way they were built. Like what kind of fences did people used to build around pastures or something?
They had my dad and them, they split rail. They had that.
And how did they build those fences? I mean, did they have posts or had they?
Well, see, they just laid them rails that way.
Okay, now this is what I need a picture of. So then one would cross over another one like
that's
that,
right.
Is that right?
Right?
Just cross over a little bit?
That's
of the
right.
Corners? Okay. And about how many rails high would they be?
Well, they'd have about 8.
And about how long were the,
Well, they would be about as long as we had that door there.
What, about 10, 12 feet?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be? Okay, and did they have any nails in them or anything to keep them together? Or?
Not them, not in the garden. Well, they'd have palings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they'd nail them on the garden, but now fence they just have that. Everybody would make, you know, they had them kind of fences.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, the paling fence, did they have little points up at the top?
Or? Yes.
Uh-huh. So that'd be, what, something like that?
That's right.
And did they have, was there a space between one paling and the next one?
Well, it'd be a space, you know, about so, like that.
Uh-huh. So just a little space.
Yes, a little bit.
Well, now, what about picket fences? Did people ever use those around here?
I don't think they never did. I didn't hear tell of it.
Okay. And what about board fences?
Well, they didn't use none of them.
Okay. So they, for the most part, then they were just rail fences or paling fences?
That's right.
Well, now, did they ever build rail fences with, instead of laying them down like this, I've never seen one of these. I've just heard people talk about them. But have like two posts driven into the ground, like about this far apart, and then stack the rails up in that to make a fence out of that.
None of that.
Okay. If too many people are spending the night at somebody's house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?